Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
Everybody in the football video creative department, hit record. The time has come. This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there.
Especially our video content department.
Hey, anybody who listens. I appreciate you guys out there. Especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville.
Nope,
you're right. You're correct. You are correct,
you
sir.
You are correct, sir.
Yes! Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. When your business needs to get its message out there, when you want to let customers know what you're really about, both from a perspective of what you're sending them and what they see when they walk in the door at your business, printing is the lifeblood of that. You need to work with the best, and that's the guys at Pitt Printing and Signs. Whatever your role is in your business, you can get in touch with Cam Baker, get him in touch with the right people, and make it happen for you with Pitt Printing and Signs. The number is 601-499-5216. Give him a call, talk to him, and get everything squared away. He'll take care of everything else. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. And you are looking for it. You're looking for the new logos. You're looking for new gear. Get it at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online. collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant, where I believe young Robbie Falk was today.
Yes.
How was that?
Excellent. I cleared my plate, and then I started digging into my daughter's pancakes.
Good call.
Yeah. I had me a fried chicken blue plate.
Fried chicken?
Smothered in crawfish sauce with mashed potatoes and gravy, butter beans, and, of course, the sweet potato cornbread.
Oh, so and, you went lunchy brunch.
Yeah, that's usually what I do.
Okay.
Unless I go there like 11 or before. Mm-hmm. But, I needed that. I needed it so bad. I deserved that.
You did. You absolutely did.
I'm going to need that just about every Sunday.
I think that's going to be a weekly thing for us this year. So when you're looking for the best meal in town, you know where to find it. It's at Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Let them show you where you can meet up with them, where their locations are, but more importantly, how they're going to help you invest, how they're going to help you manage your money, how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, it's important to be able to have a voice at your local bank. You want to be able to talk to people you know. You want to be able to get answers quickly. You can do that with the good folks at Priority One Bank. Let the Priority One Bank make you their priority.
Hey,
you got something to say?
Yeah, we had Sleep Token lead off the show.
We did. That is a band that I've become kind of
slightly gotten Haydad into him a little bit. It's not all Haydad's bag, but
Yeah,
that
a couple
song,
of songs
that's
I like.
A good song.
I yeah. wanted to change up the sad song today, and that's the saddest one I know right now. So,
Sleep Token is...
they are a weird group, dude.
They're weird, but they're really talented.
Just so you give you a little hint, we'll get into it, I promise. We're not avoiding it. But they're completely anonymous.
Yes.
So
they're like their personas is like Slipknot.
Slipknot, but they go a step further. Like, you know who's in Slipknot.
Yeah.
You're like, these guys, you don't know who they are. Nobody knows who they are. And so
you can look it up on the internet, but it's not readily like.
And then what's funny is, like, if they're that anonymous, like, when it's like, he just became rich. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, so, where'd that come from?
I don't know. They're an interesting
band. I
thought
he worked at Home Depot.
Their drummer is a unit.
He's incredible.
Is ridiculous. His name is Two.
Yeah, I follow him on Instagram, and that's actually where I found them. My algorithm had found, like...
I found them on YouTube.
Yes.
So, yeah.
But and I saw that, and I was like, I told Hey Dad, I was like, you got to listen.
I got to check this out. And so, there you go.
So, yeah, the sadness of that opener it fits.
Toledo 41, Mississippi State 17. On the list of things I didn't think I'd ever say in this life, that was up there. That was up there. There's no other way to put it than that State got its ass kicked. From one end of the field to the other, on both sides of the ball, nothing happened for Mississippi State. That's all you can say. I got plenty more to say. I'm sure this guy does too. I'm not even going to fool around. Tell him, Falk!
Well. Just a little squeak.
Yeah.
Just a little squeak. Yeah. That's what that deserves.
Yeah.
Brian, I have no clue where to even start on this. Yeah. I have thoughts through the wazoo, and I don't even know where to start. We at Mississippi State's program got exposed in every way
mm-hmm.
on Saturday night. The toughness level was exposed.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of talent on this roster was exposed. The deficiencies of this coaching staff was exposed. And what Mississippi State has done or not done in the last five, six years, whatever it is, was exposed.
Mm-hmm.
I think what you saw last night was the culmination of four different head coaches since 2018. And I guess you can say 2019 with the end of the Joe Moorhead era. We are seeing just how set back Mississippi State is because of all that. And there's going to be plenty of criticism that we have for Jeff Lebby, for Coleman Hutzler, for the talent on the roster, all that stuff. That's coming. And they definitely are at fault. But I think it is foolish to not blame the two staffs ahead of them
mm-hmm.
that have set this roster back and where it is right now. Misevaluations, guys that were in charge of the recruiting department under Mike Leach and then Zach Arnett just completely whiffed. There's players out there, I'm not going to call names, I don't want to call them out, but there's players out there that just are not SEC guys, and you're asking them to do big things in this league, and that's not fair. I blame misevaluations in the last 4 years. I blame lack of development. For this staff, I put the blame on defensively not going out there and doing what you had to do in the transfer portal to get depth and talent on that side of the ball, because they're getting run over by Toledo. Absolutely embarrassing what we saw on Saturday night. Effort, talent, all that, it was embarrassing. Under no circumstances, even in a rebuild, should Mississippi State be getting blown off the field by Toledo. Everybody involved should be embarrassed. Every single person involved should be embarrassed. The people that made the video last week about the, people doubt us. Why do you think people doubt you? Because of what happened on Saturday night. And so, I don't know what the thought process was in making a hype video about, you know, people doubting you the week after you got ran over by an Arizona State team that won three games last year. I don't know what the thought process was. If you go out there and beat Georgia, maybe that's a good hype video. Maybe that's something that works. But to pull up, like, to take, and that's totally a jab at us to include us in that thing. But and I don't care. You know, I don't care what I said was 100% true. And, well, actually, it might not have been 100% true because that wasn't a disaster. Last night was a disaster. Watching Mississippi State get absolutely drummed to the tune of 35-3 or whatever it was in third quarter, that's a disaster. Not going to Arizona State and giving up 300 yards and 27 points in the first half.
They can both be disasters, Robbie.
Yeah, but this was an actual disaster.
Okay.
Losing by 7 on the road at Arizona State, it is what it is. Losing to Toledo by 3 touchdowns is even worse. So maybe block out the outside noise if you're in that office, and maybe just focus on, you know, creating a team and or whatever that is going to push the team forward instead of trying to create enemies.
I had another comment there, but I'll keep it to myself.
No, you can bring it up. I just don't understand, you know, why we are considered the bad people for trying to, like, help move things in the right direction. And yeah. There's only so much we can do. But there's nothing that we say that's used as weapons against Mississippi State.
Yeah. On top of that, the other side of that equation is they shouldn't be listening to us. They should not.
But they do.
Yeah.
Everybody does, because I get phone calls and text messages about things. People, you know, we're not allowed to do our job in certain situations because of things that we say on the show.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, Mississippi State is not performing up to snuff in the athletic department, on the football field. This place right now is a mess, and maybe Jeff Lebby is the guy to get him out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, this is a certifiable mess in the football program, and I do not know how they're going to get out of this. I don't. The best way possible for them to get out of it is to get more players, better players, and improve your roster. But the conundrum that you find yourself in at this point is, how do you do that? How are you selling Mississippi State when you put that product on the field on Saturday night? And, you know, they did get a commitment on Sunday, which was good, 4-star running back in state. That's great. They've made a lot of headway, I think, in the 2026 class, but it's going to become tougher and tougher to beat out programs inside the SEC when that's what you're putting out on the field. Mississippi State has got to become cool, successful, and to do that, it's kind of like you got to get the players to do that. But how do you get the players? That's the problem that you find yourself in at this point. And fans are starting to quickly become disengaged. And that's the worst thing that can possibly happen in this era of football, is have your fan base start to pull back. So the money flow is going to be tough to pull. It's just, it's an absolute mess, and I do not know how they get out of this. But they got to. And that now is not the time to just lay down and give up. I mean, State's got to fight back some form or fashion.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really bad for the next month. So if you thought that Saturday was bad, wait until they go to Athens, Austin. Knoxville, Austin, Oxford. Wait until those nights.
Yeah.
We're all going to be wishing that we were somewhere else.
Well said. Still debating. We'll see. We'll see. You know what time it is. Let's get into it. But first, let's thank our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Guys, you deserve a steak. If you sat through, watched that game, you deserve to cook yourself a steak. So do it. Get yourself a steak. Put it on the grill. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef. Or just go to one of our great steakhouses here in the state of Mississippi. They're everywhere. I was having a talk with Jason Crowder in the press box Saturday. We're talking about Nail Steakhouse, which you and I still have not gone to. And I was like, I mean, we were just talking, like, every little town has these little steakhouses where you can go and get a steak as good as you can find anywhere else, yep. except it doesn't cost $100. You know, you can get out of there on the cheap. So go do that this weekend. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy a great steak. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. And you are looking for it. Glad I was able to scratch the Two Brothers itch this week. But as soon as I scratch it, it starts bothering me again. So I will be back at Two Brothers very, very soon. My mom has become a full-blown older brother addict. She went again. She's gone three times in 7 days.
She's found her spot.
Yes. She loves it. She likes that they're one of their appetizers, the shrimp on a cracker.
Yeah.
That's what she loves it. Loves
I've it. Heard that's really good.
She loves it. So go check it out next time you're there. Two Brothers or at the older brother. Both places to grab some fantastic eats here in Starkville. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. You can get it delivered to you at Advantage Business Systems. Top-notch business technology, great prices, great people, great service. That's the service is what makes the difference. The service is what we're talking about. The service is, you know, anybody can go out there and just sell you a copier. Who delivers for you when something really goes wrong with that copier? That's the difference that Advantage Business Systems provide. Give them a call today and find out what the difference is. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this fall, maybe change that read a little bit. I don't know. I guess I'm going to tell you in a second. Before you go to the games this fall, you need to go to Maroon & Co. Whether you're at the store here in Starkville or if you're shopping online, our code THUNDER15 can save you 15% on any regular price item. Some exclusions do apply. A selection unlike anybody else's, stuff you can't find anywhere else. It's all right there for you at Maroon & Co. So go check them out today. Maroon & Co. Before you go to the games, go to Maroon & Co. Last night we did the Thunder and Lightning postgame, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of our sponsors is Paul Davis Restoration, and like the first line of the little read they gave me is "When disaster strikes," and I was just like, "How perfect. Apropos!"
Perfect.
How apropos! All right, it is time. A lot of you were asking how many they're going to be. A lot of people, I expect like 25, 30 things. Guys, when it's this bad,
you don't have to do that.
I don't have to do that. I don't need to get into specifics. We got to talk big picture stuff. These are the things that are true. Brought to you by Bell Building Supply, the Golden Triangle's platinum big green egg dealer. I get the feeling some of you are going to be staying at home. So why not stay at home and cook on the best grill you can get? When you want all of the convenience of a pellet grill, but you still want the thrill of cooking over live fire cooking, that's what the big green egg does. It is the perfect cooking vessel for everything. If you want to go low and slow, it can do that beautifully. But if you need to sear a steak, you can do that. Or if you need to get it super hot, you want to do some grilled pizzas, they can do that as well. There's just nothing the Big Green Egg can't do. Like I said, it is the perfect cooking vessel, and Bell Building Supply here in Starkville is the place to grab it. And if you've already got a Big Green Egg and you're wanting to just get some accessories for it, hey, they've got all that stuff there, too. They've got charcoal. They've got the grill, everything a grill master needs right there in one place. Go check them out at Bell Building Supply here in Starkville. They are the sponsors of These Are the Things That Are True. He just threw a pick.
Car?
Yeah, but it was a deflected. I can't say it. I should you're be okay. Fine. We should be okay. I will not be happy if that falls apart. But anyway.
It's not falling apart. You're good.
We've got... Do I have one? I got 12 things that are true. You ready? One of them I kind of already said, but if you need a quote, you just have to ask. Be happy. We'll be happy to give you one. You can put my name on there and everybody.
Okay.
But next time somebody wants to, you know, just use our material, you know, a credit would be nice, a hat tip, something. You know, drive somebody to the podcast already. Yeah, we'll certainly take more listeners.
I don't understand why.
That's like
I don't mean to be triggered by this, because it really doesn't bother me that we're put on there,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Like it shows that people are paying attention to what we say, and now they'll do it to act like they don't listen. But it's just the fact that we are fair when we need to be fair. When things are going right, when Mississippi State's doing good things, we have no problem praising that.
Do it all the time.
But no one ever says anything about that over there. It's always the negative things that we say. It's stuff like this. And what did you expect people to say after going to Arizona State and putting that kind of performance up? I mean,
good job. Way to go. Like, come marry my sister.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
So, again, I it doesn't bother me that
it's
I was on there.
Funny.
To me, it makes that look even dumber because you followed that up with an even more embarrassing performance.
Yeah. Number two, there's 9 games left in this football season.
Oh.
There's 11 weeks left in this football season. Robbie, that means we have to do 55 more podcasts this football season. Do you know how hard that's going to be? Do you realize, like, I'm not ever one to say that we have to work hard.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
But we're going to have to work a little harder than we thought.
Don't get me wrong. I love this job. And most of the time, I don't consider it a job. It's going to game. And I understand people are like, you get to cover sports for a living. But the problem is we're covering Mississippi State football for a living for the next 11 weeks. That is cruel and unusual punishment
It's going to be tough. And we just have to get through it. So,
luckily, you know, as you know, Brian and I don't go on the road very often. We're just a bunch of degenerates.
Yeah. So,
at least we don't have to go to Georgia, Texas, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be at Ole Miss, but yeah,
got it right back. I have Dak as my fantasy.
Did Dak have a pick?
Yeah, to the Honey Badger.
He's in my fantasy too.
I'm sorry. I'll get over it. All right, number three. Let's actually get serious at this point. Gabe Jackson knocking over the cowbell. It's funny. It was funny, right? Now, I did hear somebody might have gotten injured. I hope that's not the case.
Did they really?
I heard that somebody might have been standing a little close and got whacked. I don't know if that's true or not. I hope that's not true. If it is, But while it's funny, it is a sign of a much larger problem. And what I mean by that is this. How does nobody test that cowbell? How is it not anchored down to that platform?
Yeah.
How is it not, hey, we've got everything. It can't possibly be knocked over. It is welded to the ground. They just put it up there, and they're like, it should be okay. And I can't tell you the number of tweets and texts and messages I get from people who are like, TVs were out in the club level. They were out of food in my box, it looked like nobody had mopped the floor. It happens all the time. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but if you can't do the small things, I cannot trust you to do the big things. And this university has a problem. This athletic department has a problem doing the small things.
And that's kind of the deal. Like, if you bring that stuff up, people get upset about it. Mm-hmm. But that when you're losing, those are the things that are magnified.
Exactly. When you just nailed it. Like, people, when you're winning, Nobody cares. Nobody cares. When you're losing, you have to give the people who show up the best experience possible. So they're like, hey, we aren't good, but at least my kids have a good time when I come.
And it's the same thing when we were talking, preseason about, like, why are they not hyping this team up?
Yeah.
They're not getting the fan base excited. Those are things that if you're winning, people will not care.
The hype takes care of itself.
Yeah. Alabama, I think things were pretty much shut down over there. No one really complained about that.
Yeah.
Because Nick Saban was winning national championships.
Yeah.
At Mississippi State, if you go 2-10, which is a very real possibility now, maybe 1-11. Who knows?
Maybe.
How bad is Eastern Kentucky? But if you do that, then all of this stuff is magnified times 1,000. So that's kind of the issues that you have now is like if you're not getting the little stuff done, everybody's going to start complaining about it because they're just looking for things to criticize at that point. And that's Mississippi State in a nutshell,
yeah,
man.
It's really
been
is.
Like that for a while.
All right. Of all the things that I've ever said that are true, this might be the truest because it's just stats. But I just wanted to get them out there. And I looked this up. I did the research. I think I'm right. This is the state's worst non-conference loss by margin of victory since Georgia Tech in 2008. Crooms last year. They got murdered over there in Atlanta. It's their worst against a non-power school since Southern Miss in 1983. So a historic loss. Worst loss against a non-power school out of conference since in 41 years. By the way, speaking of Southern Miss,
this is worse than Georgia Tech in the Orange Bowl.
That's a power.
Oh yeah, school. That's right. But so. You said non-conference. I thought the first one you said.
Well, I mean, there's two things. One. Is a bowl game really a non-conference game at that point? Yeah. It's a bowl game.
Well, it still counts.
I would never call it. All right, well, hold on. I don't know what the score was of that game off the top of my head. I have done a great job of blocking it out.
That game was...
Georgia Tech, 2014.
Very...
49. No, they only lost by 15.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the one in Atlanta, they lost by 30.
And it felt like that one was worse than the Toledo game. Mm-hmm. But State didn't lose as bad.
What That's I was going to say, though, is, speaking of Southern Miss, I'm glad they don't play them this year. Because as bad as Southern is, I can't just sit there and write it's a win down.
Well, I said that last year, too, and we saw what happened.
Oh, I knew last year they'd win. I just knew.
I thought that team, well, I don't know, their defense, State's defense was okay.
It was just better, yeah. I wasn't worried about that. So. Number five. You really have to hope that that was rock bottom, but I have a sinking suspicion that it's not.
And I don't believe it is, my friend.
I'll tell you what, you know, people are going to be like, oh, yeah, rock bottom is going to be when Georgia and Texas put a combined 120 points on them, or when Ole Miss scores 60 points on them at the Egg Bowl. Guys, Toledo struggled with that UMass team a few weeks ago. They only won by 15.
I'm not picking State against anybody right now.
I wouldn't pick them against any team in the country. They're only an 8-point underdog to Florida.
Oh, I thought it was 4.
Did you see 4? Holy crap!
Now you jumped.
Now you got me looking.
Somebody sent me.
Let's see.
It was a 4-point spread, but
this is the website I look at here. Here we go. College football opening lines. Where is it? Where are you? God, I bet Ole Miss to cover that easily.
What a pathetic schedule they have.
But they're destroying everybody. So
yeah.
6. So we split the difference. Yeah, I would.
So it's probably already jumped to 6 then.
Might have. I would definitely take Florida to cover that.
A team that is a dumpster fire in itself that's about to fire its head coach.
Yeah. Yeah. At home. You're at home, too.
Oh, man. Mm. It's depressing, man. Like, who wants to cover this?
We do.
2 years in a row.
We do.
And this is worse than last year.
We do.
Showtime.
Yeah. Some of the Saints. Number seven. Seven? Seven. Six. Six. Number
five.
Six. No, six.
Four.
It's six. It's six. The team quit Saturday night. They quit. They quit about midway through the second quarter. They were done. They were done at that point.
Yeah, I could definitely see the energy level was not there. I mean, honestly, the energy level was, it never really felt like it was there at all.
Yeah.
The offense came out and, you know, pooped in the bed in the first possession. I mean, it was identical to what happened at Arizona State. They mm-hmm. they came out, get the ball first. And what did we say, like, going into the Arizona State game? State needed to come out and throw the first punch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jeff Lebby has been good in the past of, like, he comes out in the first possession, they got it well scripted, they march right down the field, score a touchdown. It, almost every time, it felt like Jeff Lebby's teams were winning the game early. We saw that against Eastern Kentucky. I was hopeful that that was going to be more of the norm. Instead, it just through the first three games, I feel like Mississippi State's just absolutely cursed with offenses. Yeah. Like it's just you can't have an exciting offense at Mississippi State.
Yeah,
that's what I feel at this point until they prove me wrong. But I think what the reality is on this is, again, I don't think people. I think people want to like have Jeff Lebby's head right now,
mm-hmm.
and I totally get that. I mean, they looked unprepared. They didn't look like bought in or anything like that. I still don't think that we know yet.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But just back to the original point is the energy level was just terrible. It looked like a team that didn't learn anything from, like, what did they do all week?
Yeah.
He talked at the beginning of the week like he was really excited about how they were attacking,
yeah,
getting in the building. And, like, was that just, like, did he just say that just to say that, or were they? I mean, they just not take practice into the game.
Either he's not telling the truth, or he has the worst read on his team of any coach you'll ever see.
Yeah,
because
over the last week we've seen two players basically dismissed from the team.
We're gonna get to that too. We got a lot to get to. We got a lot to get to. Let's see here, number seven.
I can't talk about anything because it's all stuff you're gonna get to.
Oh yeah, we're on the same page today. You know how like sometimes you play a team like Toledo. You're a Power Five team. You're playing a Group of Five team. So you're playing this team, and they get an early score on you. Maybe they even get a couple, and you're like, what's going on here? But it always finds a way. Like Arkansas yesterday, they're down 17-3, but their fans probably were like, we're going to win. After 7-0, I never thought State was going to win.
No, I was concerned.
Like, they go three and out. They run it up the middle twice for no yardage. They throw a pass. Well, they have a penalty. They throw a pass well short of the first down marker. Toledo goes right down the field and scores. I was like, they are in big trouble right off the bat. And then at 14-0, I was like, this game's over. It's over.
Well, they just couldn't block. When Chapin snapped the ball, like, the pocket was collapsing.
It was already collapsing. So, I mean, what does that tell you? Like, even last week, down 27-3, I was like, they could come back in this game. I really felt like they could. And they did. They made a bit of a comeback. They had a chance. But this week, I quit, too. I was just like, at 14-0, I was just like, this game is over.
And it just would not end.
Yeah.
That was one of the more miserable experiences I've had covering a Mississippi State game and a long line of them. It was just like, it was never ending. It was disgusting to watch. I mean, I can't imagine someone coming down here this weekend and spending $800
or something. Their hard-earned money.
I mean, yeah. And it's like I said last night, like a lot of these people doing that,
they're not dismissed.
They're not just like millionaires, you know. They're like you and I.
Yeah.
They're middle class, hardworking. You know, they just want to treat their family out for the weekend or whatever. And that's what you're dealing with. You have to watch that crap after spending hundreds of dollars at a hotel, restaurants, concessions,
merchandise,
and that's the product you're putting on the field.
Yeah. We didn't even mention that a lot of fans are paying for the players.
Yes. So. And getting that kind of production.
Yeah.
I mean.
Here we are. Number eight. And this kind of goes what you were just talking about.
Is it going to become me? I don't like doing it. It really ever. Mm-hmm. But is it going to become more of a thing that players are getting like called out on the carpet? Like,
yeah.
If you're making money, I mean, and I hate to think that
if
way,
you're an
but
NFL
it's like,
player,
if this
I
is
mean,
a different world,
like,
you know?
Today, I mean, the Saints have been dominant today, but Dak has not played great. He has two picks. You know, he's going to take the brunt. He's going to be like, you know, Dak couldn't get it done yesterday. You know, defense, Michael Parsons couldn't get it done yesterday. Yeah. You know, you and I have jobs. We get paid. And if I don't do my job, you know, if I go on the air today and I make a bunch of stupid points and I'm just wrong about a bunch of things and, you know, and I'm not talking about like wrong with opinions, I'm talking about like wrong with facts, I'm going to get called out. And Richard's going to be like, hey, you idiot.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Are you an idiot? What's wrong with you? So, yeah, that's going to happen. That's the other side of the coin. It's great to make the money and everything, but with the money comes the criticism.
I mean, a lot of these guys in college are making six figures or more.
Then why would I not be able to say, hey, you suck today?
And a lot of them are over 21. I mean, at this point.
We got 24-year-olds out there.
Yeah. I mean, I hate doing it.
Have to do it, but other people are going to do it.
Yeah.
Fans are going to do it. The people who are paying are going to do it.
I just wonder, like, how much more that's going to come into play.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
I hate it, but, I mean, it's... If you're getting paid to do this now, the criticism is going to be even more warranted than ever.
Yeah. Where are we here? Number eight. I saw some people already, you know, they're already done. They're already done with Jeff Levy.
Didn't take long.
You cannot move on from Jeff Levy. I would say before 2027. Like he's going to get this season, he's going to get next season, and he's probably going to get the season after that. And then if it's not working, you can move on, but You have to try and work this out. You have to try. And look, the two of us sat here last year and said after seven games, you could move on from Zach Arnett.
Yeah.
Like we were like, well, you could absolutely move on from him. So we're telling you that you can't. You can't.
I just think that I don't think you gain anything from getting rid of Jeff Lowe. I think you actually fall deeper into a hole if you did that. So I understand the thought process, and you haven't seen anything that gives you any optimism on mm-hmm. Jeff Lebby, but Mississippi State is not going to be able to move forward if they're continuously changing out coaches.
Right.
I look at Drinkwitz at Missouri. They were patient with him. Now, his first year is going to be much better than what Jeff Lebby's going to do, but they were patient with him in year three or year four, I think it was year three, he started to really show a lot of progress. With the transfer portal being what it is, stuff like that, I mean, you can rebuild this thing pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I just go back to the fact that I feel like I'm not taking up for Jeff Lebby, but if we're looking at everything objectively and we're looking at the hand he was dealt when he came in here, two coaches in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Players have come and gone. The development was not very good. Miss evaluations. I think that it's very difficult for him to be able to turn that around right away. He's got 11 new starters on offense. He's got 9 or 10 new starters on defense and a defensive coordinator that he hired that's on him. That he hired to be
defensive
coordinator, who had never done it before. That's his fault. That's on Jeff Lebby. But I really believe that you've got to give him some time to try to figure this out. And it sucks. And it's really going to suck the rest of this year. But if you think that you're still invested in Mississippi State or whatever, you want Mississippi State to move forward and get better. The only path I see to doing that is seeing if Jeff Lebby can get out of this rut. I don't think making a change in 1 year is gonna. You're not. Who's gonna take this job? Who is going to take this job?
Right.
No way. You had a hard enough time this last time.
Yeah.
You hired an offensive coordinator.
You gotta have some time. You,
and Mississippi State has got to invest what they have to mm-hmm. to make this work.
Well, we'll get to that. We're just on the same page today. Just on the same page. Number 9. The decision to hire an inexperienced, unproven defensive coordinator has torpedoed the boat from day one. It didn't work out, but Mullen deciding to hire Carl Torbush, that's the kind of hire that Jeff Lebby should have made. Somebody who was experienced, who had maybe even coached in this conference before. You had a lot of options. And instead you went with a guy who had never done it and had, has a great reputation as a recruiter at Alabama, where recruiting just isn't that difficult. Mm-mm. So, I've had two conversations with Coleman Hutzler. He seems like a nice enough guy. But at the end of the day, Lebby needed a more experienced voice in the room with
even him. If it's somebody that's just not like a world beater.
Yeah, just to have some experience there. In reality, they should have waited out DJ Durkin.
I feel like he was kind of maybe not freaking out, but he was kind of rushing it and trying to get people that he felt comfortable with that he's worked with before.
Mm-hmm.
And you should just hired somebody that has done it.
Yeah.
Forget knowing who they are.
Yeah, you can build a relationship with somebody.
Mike Leach hired a guy he'd never knew.
And it worked.
Zach Arnett was a good defensive coordinator. Now,
the recruiting perspective didn't work as great, but
they need somebody. And I don't know if scheming it. I'm looking at this defense. I don't know if scheming it would work. We've talked about you got to scheme it up. I don't know what scheme they could run.
We had a couple of times last night we were pointing out they had a guy there to make the tackle behind the line of scrimmage, but they just don't make the tackle.
Brought pressure, nobody could get. And they're bringing pressure, and they can't get to him. Then they don't bring pressure,
mm-hmm.
and they're covering, and there's a wide-open receiver.
Yeah.
The defense is a flat-out mess. It's the worst defense I've seen at Mississippi State. And we're three games in, but yeah. I think this is going to end up – I think we're going to look back and say this is the worst.
It's worse than Sermon's defense.
Yes, it's worse. That defense had Jeffrey Simmons, yeah. A.J. Jefferson.
Richie Brown.
Yeah, that they had some talent. Players. They're just a bad talent. Defensive coordinator.
Yeah. Number 10, and this go back to what you were saying. We were talking about this earlier with the cowbell, right? There's something wrong in this athletic department. There's something wrong. Like, you ever have, like, you buy some apples, and you don't think about them for a couple of days, and all of a sudden you just walk into the kitchen, you're like, I smell something. And you look, and it's the apples. They've rotted on you because you weren't – something like that is happening. I smell something.
Smell a rat?
Something's not right with this athletic department, from top to bottom. Like, it just feels like the commitment to winning is low for football, it feels like. And that is a death sentence in this day and age of college football. Unless you want to look at them in 5 years, and Mississippi State's taking on their in-state rival this weekend. It's Southern Miss.
Big Sun Belt Conference
game. Big Sun Belt Conference game. As the Bulldogs try to be that group of six representative.
That's what you and I have fought now for years. It's like, we don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. We don't, and I'm not saying it's going to. I feel State's fairly safe, especially if like somebody like Greg Sankey's in charge or something. Yeah. Like, I think he would take care of his SEC schools.
I think
schools.
So too, but.
But if you're just using a hypothetical and say, you know, there's a couple teams in the SEC that won't make it. They're going, with Mississippi State in its current state being what it is, they're going to say Mississippi State's out.
And on top of that, even if it's not, you're not part of the next realignment, you all say you are part of it, you're the worst team in it.
How are you going to keep up?
There has to be a top-to-bottom examination of self in this athletic department.
Well, it's almost like I feel like they're not on the same page. Like, yeah. They're different people doing different things. Yeah. And it's like you talked about, like, you know, TV's not working or whatever. Like, you know, they had the thing last year where, like, there was trash in the stadium before the game started. Yeah. I mean, that stuff might seem small, but it looks like you just don't have your house in order.
The fact that half the high schools in this state seem to have LED lights now, and Mississippi State still doesn't. Like you said, it goes back further than just who's here now. But that's what's been going on here. It feels like there's just not the commitment to winning from top to bottom that there has to be in the SEC.
Now, if we're going to be fair, too, the concert the other night was incredible.
Great idea. Fantastically well executed. And I believe State got a nice NIL boost from that. I think they said Hardy donated all the proceeds from the merchandising.
I don't know if all of them, but
some percentage.
They were selling those posters that definitely.
Well, I think what I read was that he may have made a decision to, like, all of the merchandise that was sold to make a donation from it.
Yeah, I don't know that for sure, but if so, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But that was exactly what we've been just absolutely hammering for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And Hardy was specifically the guy that I wanted to perform there because I knew what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
That was a perfect venue for something like that. Well executed, well done in every facet, top of the line, first class, loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite concerts I've ever been to it. And crowd was great. I would say probably close to 20,000 people there. There is no reason that cannot be a thing for Mississippi State moving forward. And if there's people out there, they're saying, well, you know, it messed up the grass. Who cares? Who cares? Fix it. This is worth it. This brings exposure to Starkville. It shows you that Starkville can be cool. Starkville can have some great acts. They can put on great concerts. People want to see that in Starkville. Fix the grass when it's done.
Yeah.
If it's a minor inconvenience, so be it. And that might not be minor to some people. And I understand there's people that work really hard on that grass.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate them. I think they're the best in the business. But that is such a small-minded thought process if that's going to deter you from doing things like that in Starkville.
Yeah.
That should be something that Mississippi State does at least once a year. And then the hump should be used for more. I mean,
yeah,
we've harped on it over and over, but it's time to put the pedal down on that and make yourself a destination location for acts, for concerts, for cool stuff like that. Because if you don't, then Starkville continues to get beat up on by everybody in the SEC that's never been here and treated like a stepchild. Mm. It's time to elevate, move forward, and compete in this league, because if you don't, you're done. And that's part of the equation. The whole concert thing, you know, I've wanted a concert series at Duty Noble for 2 years. That place was made for stuff like that. There is not a location like that in college baseball anywhere. You have the best college baseball stadium in the country. Utilize it. You have a great venue and at the Hump to hold a concert. Use that. Go get Luke Combs to play at Davis Wade Stadium. Do everything in your power to fight. Guess where we are right now? Mm-hmm. You have to fight to survive in this current landscape. And if Mississippi State isn't going to do that, if they're just content with where they're at, then you're screwed. And I'm not saying that they are content.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they are. They've started this deal with Live Nation that I think is going to bring some more acts.
There's a big portion of Mississippi State that is content, though.
Oh, I think so, but I'm just talking about the people in the athletic department.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to make this a bashing session of the athletic department, because they are trying. Yeah. I mean, and we've talked about
start.
We talked about some things, and I mean, this whole comment that you made was about that.
Yeah.
But nobody else has done that at Duty Noble before.
Yeah.
So I applaud them for having the cojones to put on a concert like that. I just hope it continues.
Number 11. We hear all the time about NIL. State doesn't have any NIL. State's not doing the right things in NIL. Fine. The two schools Mississippi State has lost to this year did not outspend them on
NIL. Yeah, let's stop blaming NIL for that.
Look, NIL might be why State loses to Georgia and to Texas and to Ole Miss, but it is not why they lost to Toledo. It is not. So if that's why you're like, we just can't compete in this day and age of college football, maybe so, but you can certainly beat Toledo.
Yeah.
So that's the
NIL is going to be the reason they get back on track or they don't.
Correct.
If you don't go out in the offseason and spend a lot of money and not just spend it, get the best players that you can, then you're in trouble.
Last one. Maybe the hardest one to hear. There's no fixing this year. It just is what it is at this point. This team is, in all likelihood, going to go 2-10, at best. They have a very, very real chance of going 1-11. If they win anything other than the UMass game, it will be a massive upset, in my opinion. Even this week against Florida. It kills me that Florida is in the shape that they're in. Like, you just hit on this. Florida's in the shape that they're in. They're completely falling apart. They're probably, if they lose this game, they will fire their coach on Monday. They will fire him on Monday or on Sunday if they lose this game. And hell, they may fire him anyway. And yet, I feel like State has no chance to win this game.
And that'd be back-to-back years State got beat and a coach got fired.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah.
They were like, we're not.
That's not
no, good. It's three times in 4 years, because Gus Malzahn did the same thing.
Yeah. So, there it is. Those are all important things that we just talked about. Let's talk about one more thing that's important.
Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
Coffee is for closers is brought to you by Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House. Here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Straight Bio.
That would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Straight to the top. Jeff Lebby, no coffee this week. You are responsible for all of this. Every bit of it is on you. You are the head coach. When there's an embarrassment like that, you get to bear the brunt of it. You get all of the blame and none of the credit. That's what being a head coach is. So enjoy no coffee this week, Jeff.
Why? Where is his rope hat? He's 0-2 without a rope hat.
You can get that rope hat back out there.
Normally, you know, that might be it, like he would look too cool when he was too worried about his appearance. That would be the thought process from State fans.
Yeah.
He needs to look cooler.
Yeah.
The rope hat needs to come back. They
Speaking
scored 56
of looks,
points with it.
Real quick, I brought this up to you in the media room last night, but Dan Mullen, chunky Dan Mullen, takes state to number one in the nation, loses weight, they lose to South Alabama. Never really the same those last couple years, right?
Yeah.
Chris Lemonis, big guy, wins a national title, trims down, not so good last few years.
I think he's gotten back in shape in winning shape. Yes.
Robbie, am I the problem?
You could be. I've always said you were the problem.
But I'm like, me losing this weight, is this the problem?
It very well could be.
I'll just go ahead and tell you right now. I'll tell you right now that if I could find out for certain, if scientists could confirm that me being fat, because I was 370 pounds when State beat Ole Miss in Oxford. If they said you got to get back to that weight, I would go out tonight and eat a meal that would blow your mind. I would put down
You'd get right back to it.
I could put down 8,000 calories at dinner. I wouldn't even bat an eyelash. I'd have 12 Cokes. It'd be unbelievable. I'm willing to do my part. Scientists,
how brave!
I am brave. Not all heroes wear capes. Not all heroes wear a 6XL cape.
Tarps.
Well, I mean, my shirt was basically a cape at that time.
Yeah.
So. In the SEC, Florida. I'm going to have plenty of opportunities with them this year. Vandy had a great chance to go to 3-0 and really put themselves in position. I mean, you look at the rest of their schedule, right? They still have another non-conference game with Ball State. They can win. They could possibly win at Auburn. They could beat South Carolina. Maybe they could win at Kentucky. I don't know. They could have gotten to 6. But then they lose to Georgia State in a game where they had the lead in the fourth quarter and they blow it. Typical Vandy. They're probably the third worst team in the conference. Lucky them. That's good for them, though. They're the third worst team in the conference.
Yeah, we've found out that Vandy is still Vandy.
Yeah. Double shot of espresso here for the national. Good news, Florida State. This will be the last time you get no coffee, because after this, I'll just assume anything you do is good. If you win a game, I'm going to be pretty pleased. But if you lose, I just expect it now.
What's happened? They were undefeated last year in the regular season.
This is what's happened. And what State fans wanted to have happen to Ole Miss has happened to Florida State.
Transfer portal.
They completely relied on the transfer portal, and it blew their team up. Somehow Ole Miss has made it work. They have not made it work at Florida State.
Mm.
And then the other one. Look, personal feelings aside, but Washington. You can't leave Washington State. You can't leave your in-state rival behind to wither away and die by joining the Big Ten and then go lose to them on the first chance you have to play them. That's a huge win. Imagine, I mean, that would be like if Southern Miss could beat Ole Miss this year.
Yeah.
I mean...
Did you find out last time Washington State won that game?
Oh, I can. I did not. But
because you know,
it
like
hasn't been.
Mike Leach won like a couple, and then just went on a streak there of.
Yeah, I don't think it's been like 20 years or anything like that. But
Mike Leach beat them.
I'm pretty sure he did. Yeah, let's
a couple of times. I
Washington
think.
State, loss. Oh, it hasn't been that long. It's 2021.
It's
been a couple years. So I think that's DeBoer's first year at Washington. They lost. They lost to Washington State with I guess that would have been with Luke. I don't know. Jake Dickard might have taken over by then. I don't know. Anyway,
we
have to discuss the final play. If you did not see this game,
and what are you doing right there?
Washington has it fourth and goal at the 2, and they run a speed option to the short side of the field with Will Rogers. And you're not going to believe this, but it got stuffed.
I don't know why people. The coaches put Will Rogers in positions
have a mobile quarterback. They're playing 2 QBs anyway.
They ran side of the field into the defense. Yeah.
This is not us taking a shot at Will Rogers. That's us taking a shot at Jed Fish. That's a terrible play call. Will Rogers is a very accurate passer. Spread the field, give him some options, and let him throw a short pass into the end zone. He did it time and time again here at Mississippi State. That's terrible coaching. And so, and Washington State, all the smack they're talking, I love it, and it's absolutely richly deserved. So, all right, tomorrow's show.
We don't have a show tomorrow.
We don't have a show tomorrow. No.
You said that we didn't, because I think you're going to Jackson, right?
We're going to Jackson tomorrow.
Yeah.
So why would we not have the rumblings then?
Well, you said we weren't going to do the rumblings.
We have too much other stuff going on.
Yeah.
Because we need to recap.
This was your idea.
I was trying to figure out like why are we not doing the rumblings? We're going to record. What we said was we have to talk about what Levy talks about.
Yes.
We got to start getting ready for Florida, things like that. So we'll do that tomorrow. So no show tomorrow. Show back on Wednesday. We'll talk to you guys then. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.